Okay, it's TH, I think. Just walked past this spot today, this spring day. Sunny spring day. This time of the year, 18 years ago, I sat with my newborn sons crawling around in the grass. Like turtles. And here they are now, taking driving lessons. Getting ready to step out and to life and stand on their own feet. Eww. What a miracle. Are you a parent? If so, don't you agree with me? What a miracle. I mean, literally, this is. Just a little sex and then this person appears. First, just a tiny little speck, little egg. And then all this happens. Well, I'll tell you what I think. That if anyone, no matter how many MDs and BIs and BAs and PhDs they have, their name tells you that there is no miracle here, no magic, but that this can be explained. Understood by our, meaning the scientist, superior intellect, and that we are just about to figure it all out. The great theory of everything, including life itself, including your kids and yourself. Well, I'll tell you something. And they are lying, bluffing, cheating, or they are in a state of serious delusion. Well, they are not very learned after all. Because anyone scientific-minded, intelligent person who looks deep enough into this nature and not just looking but thinking about it, questioning it, looking at cause and effect and so on, will agree that yes, this world is mysterious. Now, whether you think that all this, the world and our lives, are just chapters in a much bigger story, and that this world is but one of many. Or you believe all this, including your kids and yourself, one just randomly developed from a puff of smoke. In a random explosion. Well, the latter requires even more magic and miracle to happen. So for now, I walk here in the little forest in the spring of Sweden and just enjoy these miracles all around me. I mean, at least to me, it's hard these days not to at least sense or even induce or deduce, I was mixing up the presence of someone or someone's or some, I mean, really nice, incredibly smart most artistic and so powerful. I guess that's why in India they have the name Bhagavan. Instead of God, meaning the one who possesses all bhagas, all opulences, all wonderful features of life that we also have minutely, but still and just as you can learn to know a gold mine, at least to some extent, by looking at a grain of gold. Well, this nature we're in and ourselves in it gives us a lot of clues And to all the nihilists out there, I comfort you. Oh, don't worry, this world is much, much more wonderful and interesting than you could ever imagine.